As we just heard, tomorrow's D-Day commemorations in France will be attended by both President Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Could be an awkward moment given recent tensions between Moscow and Washington. But it's also odd because when we think of D-Day, we think of British and American troops landing in Normandy. The Russians, under the Soviet Union flag then, played no role. But then again, that's our perspective.
The Russians would certainly point out that they were very busy pushing back the Nazis on the Eastern Front. And in fact, some of the very decisive battles from the Soviet point of view in Stalingrad and Kursk had already taken place a year earlier. So the Russians have their own side of this story, which is on the Eastern Front.
That's reporter Charles Maines in Moscow.
You know, it's also really worth pointing out the fact that the D-Day, the idea of D-Day, was in fact part of the Kremlin's appeal to open up a second front in France just to ease the pressure on the Soviet forces as they were pushing back the Nazis. So in some ways, you know, the D-Day events were tied to the Eastern Front as well.
Yeah, I don't think it's hyperbole to say that in America, many of us know nothing about Russia's involvement in the war. And it does, to us, seem like D-Day was the be-all and end-all. I wonder if that historical event impacts today's politics at all.
You know, I think it does. It's part of this sort of feeling of being slighted. I think it's a little bit of a legacy of the Cold War, frankly, in the way that we've played up in Western textbooks and Russian textbooks, the role of separate armies. And, you know, I think that's coming together. Certainly, you know, information's out there if you want to read it. But I've had many conversations with Russians over the years where they've said to me essentially, you know, why don't you recognize our achievements and our involvement in World War II? And I think that just kind of lingers out there.
So Putin, though, appearing at a D-Day ceremony does seem a bit odd.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think in general, there's sort of a sense that the West has somehow not played up the role of the Soviet forces in pushing back the Nazis. And at the same time, I think it's more about Putin's participating in these Western clubs. He wants to be there in Normandy, and he wants to be part of this. Obviously, we've seen the G7 meetings over the past couple of days where Putin was excluded. And I think from the Russians' point of view, this is an important sort of masking over some of the events we've seen in Ukraine, where a little bit of all is forgiven at last.
Now, this is coming up not just because of the D-Day anniversary, but President François Hollande said he's not going to cut off relations with Russia, in part because of what Russia did during that war.
That's right. Mr. Hollande said that, you know, we can't ignore what the Russians had contributed to this, and this will always sort of link our two societies. And, you know, maybe this is the beginning of something that will begin to kind of paper over some of these fractures we've seen. You know, what will happen tomorrow is tough to say. You know, will they find ways to have some informal talks about the situation in Ukraine? You know, will the storyline be that Obama slighted Putin? But I do suspect that in Russian state media, they'll certainly show that post-Crimea, you know, despite all this talk of Russia's isolation, Putin is back at the table with world leaders.
Is D-Day marked at all in Russia?
It is not.
And what is the Russian D-Day?
For the Russians, the big day is May 9th. This is Victory Day. And it's really one of their most sacred holidays. But, you know, there has been this sort of shift in tone. I think in some ways Vladimir Putin has kind of co-opted Victory Day in recent years. It was notable this year he flew down to Crimea to meet with Russian forces there. And that was very symbolic given the fact that, you know, the Russians have been claiming that in post-Maidan independent Ukraine, the new government in Kiev is essentially a fascist government. And so Putin's statements that, you know, Russia will forever stand against fascism seem to resonate there.
You know, Charles, I'm embarrassed to say that I really don't know much about Russia's involvement in that war. And I hope that's an indication of poor history training in my country rather than my own ignorance.
You know, I think it's that basically if you grow up in the U.S., you know, we learn about D-Day. Well, you know, there were these other events that kind of basically started the Nazi retreat from Soviet territory and eventually from Western Europe as well. And so the Russians, you know, they have a real case to make. If you look at some of the decisive battles from the Soviet period, this is in Stalingrad, this is in Kursk, this is the defense of Moscow, frankly. You know, these were important battles in this story.
That's Charles Maines, who's reported for years from Moscow.